Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless.
For the days of my years are written in your books, Lord. Where can I hide from thee, Lord? If I go to the mountain, you are there.
You know my name. You know me. From my mother's womb, you found me, you knew me, yes, you did. Yes, you did. The days of my years are written in your books before time began. From my mother's womb, you found me, you knew me, yes, you did. Yes, you did. The days of my years are written in your books.
good day, good evening to those of you that are coming on. Prayerfully, everyone has made it here safe and sound. Let me know if you hear me out there. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, yes, yes. We are preparing to enter in prayer tonight. We are completing our 31-day August prayer prompt challenge. And for tonight, we are covering our leaders. I wanted to pray and I wanted to get our hearts ready as the Lord put that in my spirit. My sister, Apostle Akila, I see you out here. If you're still out here, she actually sent that to me. I've seen Abby Ojumu. I've seen a lot of her worship and I love it. And as I was preparing to come before you guys tonight in prayer, it's been quite a day. As I am a leader, it's been quite a day. So I am tussling and pushing and pressing and praying just like you all, and asking and seeking the face of the Lord so that I could be before you tonight. So please keep me lifted as well, as there are many things taking place in this hour for myself, for this ministry, and for the move of God that's taking place all throughout the earth. So today's prayer prompt is for us to pray and cover our spiritual leaders, that may be a mentor, a counselor. It could be anybody that you see as someone that covers you, but that prays for you, whatever that is for you. We are going to be covering those said leaders tonight. If you have not downloaded the 31 day prayer prompt challenge, it is not too late. You can still do that. And so you can still get those prayer prompts. Sometimes we don't know what to pray. So we're praying corporately every day for the month of August. And we have a daily prompt of prayer. And today, right, we'll be praying together what today's prompt is for today. So I hope you guys are enjoying this month's prayer challenge. I hope you are. It is something that's very much needed and necessary in this hour, something that is very much needed and necessary. So I'm excited to go forth tonight and to cover those that are covering you, that are covering me, and standing on the wall in the name of Jesus. I just so grateful for those that God has called and sent to this ministry. So if you're coming on for the first time, welcome to Flawed and Free, where we do all things spiritual warfare and deliverance. And we have prayer on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here on YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, and all over the digital media streaming platforms of your choice. So some of you may be listening and watching and or watching from Apple, Google Play, Spotify, wherever you stream podcasts or audio podcasts, we do show up just about every one of those places. So whatever's your fave, just tap in. And in addition to tapping in, make sure you tag and make sure you click the notification bell so that you can subscribe to our channel. If you're watching from YouTube, make sure you go ahead right now and click the subscribe for us so that you'll be up to date. Click the notification bell so that you know when we go live, so that you can partner with us in prayer and all of the many, many, many things that God is doing in and through this ministry. Blessings, mighty men and women of God, as you're coming on, shout your city, shout out, say hello. I want to say hello back to you. So hello, Sasha, all of the Flawed and Free ministry team and moderators on TikTok and those that are on YouTube. Hey. I see Jocelyn Lake and Tanisha. Morning praise. I see my daughter Alana Wilson. Hello. Apostle Akila, if you're still here. Katoya, good to see you. Essence, Nicole, hello. I'm so glad you're here. Sarah, hello, Miss Paige. How are you? All the way from the ATL. Yes. How are you? Yes. Bree, hello from the MD from Maryland. Blessings to you, mighty, mighty women and mighty men of God. So good to see all of you guys. I see Diamond Mac. Hello. Welcome. Welcome to our Tuesday night prayer. Let's prepare to go forth and let's pray. Let's come together and and seek the face of the Father for whatever is on the mind and the heart of the Holy Ghost tonight. I am just in awe of God's glory. I'm in awe of God's glory, just as I myself have become a leader and a spiritual mom and to many. And we're expanding by the day as God is increasing in our lives. And I'm coming to know even all the more as each day proceeds how important it is for us to stay before the Father, stay in his presence, but also to have your tribe, your community, and those that are holding your arms up in this hour. I don't know what I would do if it were not for the amazing team and the daughters that God has sent to pray and cover me. So I just want to personally thank even those that I don't know. There are intercessors all over the world that sometimes we don't even know are praying for us. And so I thank all of the intercessors that have put this ministry, myself, my husband, my children, and all of the things that has been placed upon your heart to cover and pray for us. We are so, so, so grateful for your prayers. I can see, experience, and feel those prayers. Listen, I am so grateful to the mighty, mighty team of men and women all over that keep us in their mouths in prayer. And so for the witches that's praying curses against us, suffer not a witch to live. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for each and every one of you that keep us on your altar in prayer. And so some of you may be saying, well, I don't know if I have a pastor, or I'm not affiliated with a church, or I don't know anyone that I am actually being covered by. You are always being covered by the Lord. That's one of the reasons why I chose that song again tonight, as it's been in my spirit now for over a week plus. But tonight specifically because of the covering, because she spoke to the covering, but she spoke to the Lord knowing you before you were formed in your mother's womb, and how he covered you. And so the ultimate covering is our chief apostle, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So he covers you. He covers me. So don't be worried if you feel like you're one that doesn't feel connected or someone that doesn't feel covered, because we have the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the entire Godhead. We have the Holy Spirit, and we have God himself, God the righteous judge, and the God of all of the heavens and the earth. So just know that you are not alone. The Lord said he would never leave us nor forsake us. So you are covered. You are covered in the blood. You are covered underneath the blood and by the power of the blood. So I just want to encourage each and every one of you that are like, I don't have a pastor. I don't have a mentor. I don't have a counselor, but the chief counselor, you do. Holy Spirit, he's our advocate. He's our helper. He's our comfort, right? And he is our counselor. So just know that you have the power of the Trinity that is praying and proceeding on your behalf in prayer, always covering and keeping us safe. Glory be to God. So thank you to everyone that's partnering tonight in prayer. And we also have the president, right? We have the governmental seats that we should continue to pray for in and outside of this impending election. In and outside of that, this is one of the most crucial elections to date. And so it's very important that we are keeping our ears to the street to hear what thus saith the Lord, and to allow the Spirit of God to move, right? And not allow our emotions and our hopes and desires to take place or to get in the way of with what God is doing. So we must also pray for those governmental legislative seats, right? One being the President of the United States. So we should always be interceding as intercessors and praying for those that have been called to lead and to be the decision makers over our lives. So glory be to God. We have Jesus, but we also have those that have been positioned and put in place. Whether they're put there by God or not, it is still our due diligence and our duty to pray for them. Okay. So thankful. I'm so thankful. Thank you to each and every one of you tonight. Let's pray. Let's go forth tonight in prayer as we are praying the will of the Father for what he has said, for what he is saying, for what he has done and what he is doing. Glory be to God. Father, we just give you great, we give you honor, Father. We thank you for the grace that you're extending upon us right now, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Father, we just ask for the strength, Father. We just ask for the courage. We just ask for the boldness that is needed, Father God, to proclaim and to stand tall, Father God, for who we are in you, who you are in us, and what you have called us to do, Father. Father, we just ask today that whatever it may be that is on our hearts, oh God, that whatever it is that is in our minds, whatever it is that has stood before us to contend with your word, Father, we just pray that the angel armies and even the powers of the living God, Father God, will loose us from the bonds and the bondage of Satan and any pending attacks and plans and attempts against our future and our destiny, Father. Father, we just ask that for those that you have placed us in partnership with, Father God, for our churches and for our counselors and for our advocates and those that have been assigned to us, whether it be for a season or whether it be, Father God, for even longer than a season. Help us, Father, to discern our times and our seasons for every single relationship, for every single connection that you have given us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, may we not go wayward in our hearts and our minds and in our own soulish desires and our own soulish prayers, Father. Father, for what we think we need, for what we think we want, and where we think we may want to go. Father, we just pray, Father, that we will allow ourselves to be corrected, Father God, to be rebuked with love. For you chastise and you correct those that you love. And so, Father, we just pray that we will open up our hearts to receive, Father God, your correction, Father God, your deliverance, Father God, your help and your healing, Father God. Father, we just pray, Father, for those that are called to cover us, Father, for their selfless work, Father God, for the kingdom, for their selfless work, for there are so many that are working tirelessly for the kingdom night and day and day and night. Father God, I just pray even over my spiritual counsel and my spiritual parents, Father God, Apostle Chasten Strickland, Apostle Emily Strickland, and Dr. Brett A. Griffin. Father, I just pray, Father God, that you will bless their house, that you will bless their hands, that you will bless all the you have given their homes and their hands to do in this season, ministerially, Father God, professionally, Father. Father, I just pray that you will strengthen my leaders. Father, you will strengthen those that have been called to cover and pray, Father God, and to stand watch over our families. Father God, I just pray that you will loose the angels to cover them, God, to loose them to cover their families, Father, to cover their finances, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you, Father, for their selfless and tireless work, Father. I just thank you for their daily yes to the kingdom and what you have called them to do, Father God, though it may be hard, though they tarry for a time, Father, I just pray that you will even lift, Father God, the burden and the weight of the work, that you will align their minds with the mind of Christ and with the will of Christ, and Father God, that you will give them, Father God, you will give them recompense and you will restore and replenish their poor to so many, Father. Father, for the many things that we don't see that leaders are experiencing, the warfare that comes upon them, their lives, Father God, as intercessors, as they are standing in the gap, praying day and night for those sheep, those that they shepherd, those that they are calling to cover and to stand watch for in the name of Jesus. As an intercessor, every single leader is called to not just intercede, but to stand in the gap. And we absorb a lot of warfare. Many times, spiritual leaders have to absorb the warfare of those that are connected to us, the warfare of those things that are the enemy is coming against those that we love, to include our friends and our family and those that we are standing in the gap as intercessors. Lord, I just pray, Father God, that you will help us to continue to walk in purity, to walk in your righteousness, Father. Father, I just ask, oh God, that you will help us to see and sense and know, and that you will strengthen our spiritual sight and our spiritual senses, Father God, for those things that we may be ignorant or unaware of, that we cannot see nor understand in this hour. Father, we just pray, oh God, that you will open up and release and loose new realms of revelation and new realms of your glory and new realms of your peace and your prosperity and your hope, Father God. Father, we just pray right now, Father, that if there is anything today that we have done, that we have said, that we have thought, that there is anything that be lying in the path of our purpose, that's maybe even lying in the path of our bloodlines and our iniquity, Father God, of our families, whatever it may be that stands, that gives right, that gives access, that gives authority, that gives room to the enemy, that has given them, Father God, anything to stand on and use to contend with what you have said and what you have spoken and what you are doing this day, Father. Today, oh God, we just yield the weapon of light, my God. Father God, we just ask that you will continue to expose the enemy for who he is. Father God, that you will uncover every hidden thing. Father God, that you will show us, Father God, every deceptive plan of Satan. Father God, we just pray, oh God, that you will help us to have repentant hearts, that you will release and loose, Father God, new mercy upon us, Father God, for we know not what to do, and we even know not what we ought to pray. So, Father, we just pray that the divine prayers of the Father, that the presence of God will just fill our minds and our mouths even now as we proceed in prayer, as we partner together in prayer. Father God, fill our mouths, oh God, with the divine and the perfected works and the words of Christ Jesus. As we proceed in prayer, Father, open our hearts, Father God. We lift our hands before you and we come before you, Father God, with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and with praise. Father God, we ask that we may be deemed and found worthy, Father God, to go beyond the outer courts and to the inner courts, Father God, to be able to be invited. It's at the feet of the Father, at the throne, which is where you are, Father God, that your glory, God, will fill us, Father, that even as we continue to pray this day, Father, Father God, that you will give us, Father God, the wisdom, oh God, Father, that you will give us, Father God, the peace and the patience, oh God, for the areas of which we feel like we have lost hope, where we feel like we have become impatient, Father God, with our process, Father. Father, I thank you for those that are called to the fivefold, those that are presently operating and moving and functioning in their title as spiritual parents and spiritual mothers and spiritual fathers, Father God, for the weight and for the assignment that is put upon their lives, Father God, that they will yoke themselves with you, that they will yoke themselves with the kingdom of heaven, Father God, for you said that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, Father God. So we pray, Father, for every burden, for every worry, that even my spiritual leaders, Apostle Chasden Strickland, Apostle Emily Strickland, and Dr. Brett A. Griffin, for whatever they have petitioned and placed and put upon your altar, oh God, Father God, for even our husbands and spouses that are the head of the households, Father, that are the leaders of our homes, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those things that even our spouses have not spoken, that have taken root in their heart and in worry and confusion and frustration and despair and delay. Father, we just pray in the name of Jesus for even those future spouses and those future husbands that are petitioning your throne to find their wives, Father God, that even now that your plan and your purpose shall come to pass, oh God, that your plan shall prevail, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the people of God tonight. Father God, we just pray in the name of Jesus that whatsoever that you have divinely predestined and given as a vision for those leaders, for the ministries, for the churches, for their calling, for their kingdom mandates and their kingdom assignments, that there will be no delay, there will be no hindrances, that there will be, Father God, nothing that will be able to stand, that you will loose the angel armies tonight to contend with every power of darkness, every ruler of the darkness, every principality and power and all spiritual wickedness in the land, in the air, in the sea, and in the underworlds, in the other worlds, and in nether worlds. Father God, we pray, oh God,
that you will help us to rise as the remnant that you have called us to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That, Father God, that you will help us, oh God, to be strengthened, to be empowered, to be ignited, that you will kindle the fire that is burning inside of each and every one of us, that you will fan the flame, oh God, that you will set our altars ablaze by the fire of God, that you will loose your consuming fire, and anything that we have placed upon the altar that would seek or hinder to deceive us or to cause deception in our hearts, Father God, for the things that you did not speak, decree, and or declare over our lives, Father God, for the soulish prayers, Father God, for the things that we have selfishly thought or the things that we have selfishly spoken against and or for the kingdom. Not just for the kingdom, but against the kingdom of God. Father, we just thank you, God, for your help, for your divine help that is coming, for your divine help that is being released and loosed now, oh God. Father God, we thank you for the petitions that have gone forth, that they are now even being answered, that the petitions that have been assigned to each and every one of us, that have been assigned to our finances and to the funding of the kingdom, to the vision that you have given, Father God, every ministry that speaks, decrees, and declares your name, Father God, that is called by you, Father. Father, may we not fail in this time and in this season. Father God, help us, Father God, to carry our cross each and every single day. Help us, oh God, to crucify our flesh, that when our flesh begins to rise up and we think that we are entitled to a thing that may be in and or out of season, Father God, that you will help us, Father God, to bring contempt. You will help us, oh God, to temper our attitude. You will help us to temper our minds, Father God, for the things that we thought we should have already had, for the things that we thought that we should have already done, but it is set for an appointed time and an appointed season. Father God, we pray, oh God, that as you are covering us now, as you are loosing the blood of Jesus over our ministries, over our minds, over our children, over our spouses and the leaders and the head of households, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will send support. Father God, that you will send those that are called to pray and to set their sights in the realm of the spirit, to set a target on the enemy and to meet their targets in prayer as we sleep and slumber. Father God, help the watchmen and those that are called to stand post, to stand on the wall in the name of Jesus. Father God, let us not fall asleep on our watch hours, on the watch towers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, oh God, to stand committed and to be consistent to the divine word and to the assignment that you have given us, to press and pray till we see what we say. Help us, oh God, to not grow weary in our fight. Help us, oh God, to not grow weary in our walk. Help us, oh God, to stand tall, that even when those say that it can't be done, that it shouldn't be done, that it's not the right way, that it's not the right time, oh God, when they say that it don't take all of that, that this is just too much, that you just, that it's not, that you'll never have enough, that you'll never be enough, that you can never do enough. Yes, that may be true, oh God, and some instances, but because we don't do and we don't walk this journey alone, God, because we, that you are with us, because you are walking with us, because you are covering us, we, Father, we tap in and we tie ourselves, Father God, and we yoke ourselves to the kingdom of heaven, and by faith we receive by grace. Father God, we thank you for the grace and the new grace that is being extended in, over, and through our lives, oh God. Father, we thank you for the fresh and new mercies that are being released, oh God. We thank you, Father, for the mercy and the manner. Father, we thank you for the fresh manna that has come every single day without fail. Father, where we didn't know how we were going to show up, when we didn't know how we were going to continue to keep our heads above water, when we didn't know how we would stay afloat in times and seasons of travail and tarrying and planting and plowing. Father, where the work got hard, oh God, and we just wanted to quit and give up. Father, we thank you, oh God, for edifying us in the spirit, oh God. Father, we thank you for the edification that is taking place even as we proceed tonight in prayer. Some of us came to prayer tonight weary. Father God, some of us came not even knowing what to say, not having a word yet, but to place even before the throne of the Father. Father God, just with our mouths, Father God, held tight. Father God, with our mouths bound, Father, because we just didn't know what yet to say, because it seems like we've said so much, Father God. But we thank you, oh God, that you speak a bigger thing, that your blood speaks a better thing, that even when we don't know what to say, God, that you still come and stand in the gap for us. You still are seated, always seated at the right hand of the Father, petitioning and making recompense for us. Father God, reconciling us daily back to the Father. We thank you, oh God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your will. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Father God, for the deliverance, oh God. We thank you for freedom. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the process, even to the promise, oh God. But though the days may be hard, we thank you for the good days. We thank you for the days that we can rejoice. We thank you for the days that we give you praise. We thank you for the days that we just give you glory, that when we don't know when the doors will open, when we don't know, Father God, how we're going to make it to the other side, when we don't know, Father, that as we seek your face, oh God, you just continue to show up. You just continue, Father God, to release and to download those divine blueprints and all of the things that have been predestined, that have been spoken and written in the scrolls over our lives, oh God. Father, we just thank you for the things that we have even yet to see, oh God. Father, we just thank you for our natural coverings in the earth that you have sent to cover and to pray and to tarry, Father God, and to fast and to turn down their plates, Father. We just thank you, Father, for the leaders and the council, Father, where we just said, Lord, we feel confusion, we feel scared, Father God, we feel worried. We feel fear, Father God, for the emotions of fear and even the spirits that operate behind some of these emotions. Father God, we just take hold of Matthew 18 and 18 right now in the name of Jesus, that whatsoever we bind on the earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose in the earth will be loosed in heaven, oh God. So Father, oh God, as we plead, as we petition, as we pray, and as we press forward, Father, we just pray that every petition, that every prayer, that every hope, that every will that be in accordance to your perfect will, Father, that it shall complete the thing in which it was called and sent to do. Father God, we pray for every single hindered prayer. We pray, oh God, that the iniquity, the sins, and the transgressions and the trespasses of our own selves and of our families and every single thing that has kept those doors shut, that have kept us from coming in to the fullness of God, that have kept us from coming into the full manifestation, into the wholeness of God. Father God, we come against, Father God, the partial blessing. We come against, Father God, every single person that has said, you know what, I'm tired of praying. Father God, we just pray that you will release and loose a new priestly responsibility and a new zeal, and for them to pray and to cover and to take their due diligence and their duty to service their altars, oh God. Father, we just pray, Father, for every single evil altar that has been erected against flawed and free ministry, for every evil altar that has been erected against Ignite the Globe, that has been erected against our spiritual leaders and coverings, Father God, for the work that they have been called to do, for the mission you have given them, for the mandates that you have given them. Father God, we break down and we bind and we arrest and we command and demand that every single demon, power, wizard, witch, and warlock, every single spirit that would cause division in within our teams, within our ministries, Father God, within the movement that you have given each and every one of us, Father, in Jesus' name, Father God, we come against the dragon spirit over DC, over the White House, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind this Leviathan spirit, and we bind every spirit of pride that is has told us that we could do this alone, oh God, that we didn't need the church, that we didn't need counsel, that we didn't need fellowship, that we didn't need man, but that we could walk this walk, that we could walk this journey alone, all by ourselves. That, Father God, we come against the spirit of rejection. We come against the vagabond spirit and the spirit that will cause us, Father God, to withdraw and to isolate ourselves. In Jesus' name, Father God, we pray, oh God, that every single door and avenue and portal and pathway that has stood in the place of God's divine destiny and blessings and kept them from coming to pass presently, kept those things that are coming at an appointed time and season. Father God, we pray, oh God, for every single trap, for every single ensnarement that has been sent against our leaders, our covering, our families, our husbands, and the head of our homes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will loose the angel army, that you will loose the angels that are assigned to them, that are assigned to us, that are assigned to this prayer tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon that's formed will prosper, that they will not be able to continue and to complete their diabolical plans against these ministries, against our minds, against our finances, against our futures. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we loose the blood now in the name of Jesus. We loose the blood. Lord, we loose the blood that heals, the blood that replenishes, the blood that restores, the blood that reconciles, the blood that brings deliverance, the blood that brings healing, the blood that opens doors, the blood that brings forth our destiny. And we call up our destinies now in accordance to Ezekiel 37, and we call every dead and dry and dormant and brittle and broken bone to arise. Let the angel armies arise in the name of Jesus. Let the armies arise right now for our destiny. Prophesy right now over your future. Prophesy over the things that the Lord has spoken over your household, over the men that were called to lead our households, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we stand and we move in agreement and one accord. Yes, Priscilla, yes, on one accord. Father God, we come together in divine unity in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we bind up every spirit that would bring division, that would divide, that will bring the disunity and discord upon our families, our ministries, and our movement in the name of Jesus. Anything that will come, Father God, to utter anything that was contrary to what the Holy Spirit has uttered through moanings and groanings and utterances, for anything that was sent through gossip, anything that was sent through slander and defamation of character, in the name of Jesus, we come against and we contend and we rebuke every spirit that is in alliance, that is in agreement, that is in association with any demonic assistance, with any demonic allegiances, with any demonic associations, with any demonic covenants, with any demonic contracts that have been taken out to take you out, to take your leaders out, to take the heads of the households out, to take our husbands out in the name of Jesus. Father God, we command and we demand that every witch coven that has come and assigned to Flawed and Free Ministry, to Trinity Ministries and Media, to every Python and Leviathan that was called and sent, and every single spirit that is in alignment and agreement, that is in function and in movement and in operation, I command right now that they go to the pit of hell, that they be bound, that they be arrested, and that they be sent into the abyss right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, help us to wield our weapons, oh God, in the realm of the spirit tonight. Father God, wield your weapons and decree and declare a thing, and it shall be established, and it shall be so, and push the powers of the enemy back, push the plans of Satan back in the name of Jesus, and tell him today that not today, not tomorrow, and not on the third day. Father God, we pray, oh God, that the reviving, resurrecting power of the Holy Ghost, that it take its place right now. We invite and invoke the power of the Holy Spirit to rise up and to come through and to have his way, oh God. Father God, we yield way to the will, to the word, and to the manifestation of what he has said and spoken and seen. Father God, we breathe and we ask right now, and as you breathe over these prayers, as you brood over us, Holy Spirit, that you breathe new life, oh God, that the fresh winds of God will blow in our lives, Father. We call for tonight the winds, Father God, from the four corners of the earth. Father God, the north winds, Father God, the south winds, the east winds, and the west winds, and the angels assigned to the north, the south, and the east, and the west to work together right now in this prayer. Father God, to go forth into the divine places and spaces, Father God, wherever you send them now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we loose the fire of the living God against anything that is coming against your people, anything that has come to hinder and to delay your leaders and those that you have called to lead in this hour. Oh God, we even pray for the fallen leaders, God. Father God, we don't take rejoice, nor do we gossip and slander those that have fallen short of the glory of God, those that have been stripped, oh God, from their churches, those, oh God, that have not, Father God, had a heart to repent as of yet, for those that have been exposed on the internet, for those that are being exposed all through these YouTube streets and all through the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Father God, we uplift every fallen soldier. We uplift every single person, even in our families, even in our churches, from the past and the present, and even those in the future, oh God. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you will give them a heart to repent. We ask, oh God, that you will help those that are called to lead, that are moving in doctrinal error. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit of error and doctrinal error in the name of Jesus, and we loose the demonstration and we loose the demonstrative power of the Holy Ghost to seal and to breathe and to revive and to resurrect and to bring forth new life in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the fallen pastors and preachers and apostles and prophets and teachers, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that have gone wayward, oh God, that have gone wayward in disobedience, Father God, that have chased mammon and they have not chased the man of God, Father God, the man, the God of war, that have not chased after you, oh God, that don't have a heart for you, oh God, Father God, that they have allowed the wickedness of this world, that they have allowed the lust of the flesh, that they have allowed the lust of the eye, that they have allowed the lust of this world, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to take precedence over what you said and over what you have spoken, oh God, that have tried to hide in their secret sin. Father God, we pray that you will bring them back to you. You will bring every leader that was mandated and commissioned and called for your purpose, that you will bring them back just as the prodigal son returned and came back. Father God, we pray that, Father God, that you will turn the hearts of men for those that have church hurt, oh God, that said the church hurt me and this leader hurt me and this is why I won't serve you and this is why I won't come to church and this is why I won't give and this is why I won't tithe and this is why I have chosen to be disobedient in the commandments and the law of Christ Jesus. Father God, I pray that the conviction, that the conviction of the Holy Spirit, Father God, will chase them down, that they will not be able to rest, that they will not be able to sleep, that Father God, that you will awaken them in the midnight hour to pray and to repent. For as we are in the last days, as we are in the end times, that time is getting shorter, and by the second, by the day, that time has been accelerated, Father God, and this dispensation of grace that is now being lifted, oh God, we just pray as intercessors tonight, Father, that you will give us new grace, that you will give us greater measures, Lord, that you will extend greater measures of your grace and your mercy, God. Give us your mercy, God. Give us your mercy, God, for those that are still rejecting and rebelling against the word, for those that have not come into a repentant heart. Father, we pray, Father, that a spirit of repentance and revival will begin to prepare the land for revival. But Father, we must first know that we are out of alignment, that we are out of sync with you, that we need to come into synchronicity with you in this season, in this hour. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just ask that your divine alignments and your divine recalibrations and the resetting and the replenishment that is needed to edify us to do this work yet another day. Father God, to raise our hands and our arms in praise and glory before you, that despite what we see, that despite what we feel, that we will continue to give you fresh yes to serve, a fresh yes to lead, a fresh yes to gather your sheep, oh God, for those that have wandered into the sheep gate. Father God, we ask, oh God, that you will expose every wolf in sheep's clothing that is petitioned, that is pretending, that is a counterfeit to who you are. Father, in the name of Jesus, expose them now. Expose every wolf that is leading the sheep wayward in the name of Jesus. Father God, expose them, not so that they will not inherit the kingdom, but so that they will be convicted, so that they will be repented, and so that they can be reconciled back to God and brought back into right standing with you, so that they can continue the commission and the kingdom mandated work that was called upon their lives. Father God, we pray for those leaders that are in training, oh God, for those spiritual leaders that have yet to come into their apostleships, that have yet to come into the fivefold, that have yet to come into who you are calling them to be, oh God. Father, we pray that they will not deviate from the plan, that they will not deviate from your purpose, oh God, that they will not be hindered, Father, as they press and pray, as they seek you, as they fast and meditate upon your word. Father God, we pray, oh God, that they will not, Father God, grow impatient with their process, God, that they will not grow impatient to the promise, oh God, that Father God, that even in seasons of pruning and purging, we thank you for the season of pruning and purging, for the cutting away. We thank you, oh God, for the seasons of circumcision where you have set us apart to consecrate us and to call us and to bring us into the next realm, into the next dimension in you. Father God, may you fill your sons and your daughters in tonight's prayer with more of your glory, with more of your plans, with more of your obedience, with more of the fruit of the Spirit. Father God, we pray that patience will come upon them. We pray, oh God, that self-control for impulsivity, Father God, that it will not burden them, that it will not weigh them down, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that the saints of God will run their race at their pace, that whatever pace that you have given them, oh God, that they will run their race in accordance to themselves, that they will not be in competition, that they will not compare themselves with anyone or anything that is on maybe some of the same journey. Maybe someone else is on the same path as you. Maybe someone else is called to the same function and title that you have been called to in the name of Jesus. May we not look to the left. May we not look to the left, to the right. But Father, oh God, we just pray that you will put blinders on the side of our eyes and that you will keep us focused on the throne of your grace, that you will keep us focused on the target, which is you, God, that you will keep us focused on the race that we were called to run, that we will not run at any other speed, that we will not run ahead of you, that we will not fall behind you. We thank you, oh God, that you are our rear guard. We thank you, God, that you are constantly watching our back. And we thank you, Father, that you are always going ahead of us. Father God, that you are always paving and the way to and the paths to purpose and to the promise, oh God. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that as your leaders and as your servant leaders are being delivered in this hour, as they are moving into a place of healing and inner healing, oh God. Father God, let them not forget what it said. Let them not be forget about the character of God. Let them not forget that in Genesis 1 that you created us in the likeness and the image of you. Father, that until we see and until we speak and until we move and until we walk and until we sound like you, that our process is not complete. Help us to not get comfortable with the spiritual elevations and the spiritual ascensions and the spiritual promotions. Let us not get so prideful and haughty in our work for you, Father God, in our consistency with you, Father God, for we know that we reap a righteous reward in heaven. But even as we reap the reward, let us not get too comfortable with the hard work. Let us not get too comfortable, Father God, with the things that even have become easy over time. Father God, let us not run from the spiritual warfare that comes. Help us, oh God, to stand on business. Help us, oh God, to stand strong. Help us, oh God, to fight when we don't have it in us to fight. Help us, Holy Spirit, and edify us for the work. Edify us for the journey. Edify us for the work and the will of our Father, that we have come to do our Father's business and our Father's business alone. Father, we just come against every single demonic entity, system, business, platform, organization, and any assignment and evil, and every evil altar that has your name on it, every photography altar that has your name on it. We reverse the curse right now of every evil altar that is speaking over, in, through, and around about your life. In the name of Jesus, we reverse the curse. We reject the curse in the name of Jesus, and we burn every evil, ungodly altar that has been erected and thriving through our families. In the name of Jesus, expose the altar and burn them to the ground, oh God. We loose the fire of the living God to consume those things that are coming for us, to consume those things that have their claws into us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we take out every sting. We take out all the venom that every python and serpentine spirit has injected in the men and women of God, into the believers of Christ Jesus, that has hindered their movement in the realm of the spirit, that has hindered the manifestation of what you said through sickness, through disease, and through deception, and through ignorance and being unaware. And in the name of Jesus, Father God, we yield, Father God, the knowledge and the wisdom of God, the wisdom to gain wealth, the wisdom, oh God, that is needed to move and to manifest and to carry out your assignment upon our lives every single day. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just say thank you. We love you. We honor you. We give you grace. We give you glory, and we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your patience. Even when we are out of sync, even when we are out of season, even when we miss the mark, Father God, for you never miss the mark. You know exactly what we need at every given time, at every given hour of every given day, because you, oh God, even you know the very hairs that are on the top of our heads. So Father, we just thank you for the all-knowing and the almighty God that makes recompense, that prays for us, that stands in the gap for us. We thank you, Father. Father, when we don't even know what to say, most of us don't even know how to pray, Father God, but we thank you, Father, for the fervent and the righteous prayers that avail as much in our lives, oh God. Father God, help us to continue to pray with fiery fervence. Help us, oh God, to stand tall, that even when we are being knocked down, that we will not stay down, that we will get back up, and that we will continue to say yes to you, that we will continue, oh God, to yield and to take up our cross, that we will continue, that no matter what we see, no matter what we sense, no matter what we feel, no matter what the enemy says, that we will fight to the end, that we will fight until we see everything that you have promised, everything that you have said. We believe that it shall come to pass. We believe that it is so. We believe that the Spirit of the living God shall accomplish every single thing that it was sent to do in our lives. that it will not wait, that it will not tarry, that it will not be delayed, that it will not be denied. You will not be denied. We command that the kingdom of darkness be denied, that access be denied to every spiritual entity that is spoken, written, and moved against the mighty warriors, the freedom fighters, those that are called to your family, those that have been called to cover you, those that have been called, whoever it may be, that stands in the way of what God has said. We ask and we loose the consuming fire of God to consume every single person, every single agreement, every single thing that has contended and or contending with your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Pray in the spirit. If you have your prayer language, let's pray for a moment in the spirit as we prepare to close out. Montoya, Rinda Canto Sala, Li Andan, Aromba, Mi Aho, Nanda Canti, Alabentu, Aroba, Ramba, the Analamantanda, Okota, Lantisi, Alocoto, Ribatsota, Rinda, and Elementoya, Li Gandanda, Ahalamanto, Lenga, and the N and Elementu, Rimbi, and the Arandaka, Renta, Sian, Dando, Olobon, Soya. Hallelujah. Access denied, access denied. Access denied, my God. Rindo anamansaya. Rembanko si anamanso repasi. Rende anamanso. Dananamanso. Ricanto santa. Renda andando o mande alaka. Rinda anamanso. God, we give you glory. Father, we thank you. Rinda anamansa takando romansa. Begin to declare the victory as we pray. And for those that have their heavenly language that can pray in the spirit, continue to pray. I see the walls coming down in the spirit. I see walls coming down in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Rembando oho tanto rend alakande elebansi rend amansoto mandi alalalehe lokotisi antanda rembanto alamantoko to rend anamanso. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Remba mama si. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. And I thank each and every one of you tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for partnering with us tonight. And I would like to invite each and every one of you that are watching and listening tonight to become a partner here at Flawed and Free Ministry. We are committed to the call and the commission upon your life and upon our lives. We are equipping soldiers in these end times. We are equipping soldiers. Hear me when I tell you. You are going to learn and you're going to need to know how to fight these battles in these end times. You're going to need to know how to pray. You are going to need to know how to get your stuff back, how to take territory, how to enter into the promised land. And we here at Flawed and Free are committed to our partners that have partnered with this ministry to pour into you, to walk with you, to equip you, to help counsel, to help raise the remnant in the earth and to manifest the kingdom of heaven into the earth so that we can see the promises of God today. If you have not yet partnered with this ministry, I am telling you now, as you are led, we would love to open the invitation to you tonight. Scanning the QR code will take you to the page where you can input your information to partner with us. There are a ton of partner perks that come with partnering with this ministry for our mission to gather and harvest souls for the kingdom. Our mission here is to deliver and to heal and to save and set the captives free. That is what we do full time, all day, every day. Glory be to God. We want to see you come into the fullness and the knowledge of God. We want to see you grow and mature spiritually. We want to see you overcome every obstacle and hindrance that has stood in the way of your destiny. It is our due diligence and our duty to walk hand in hand with you, to partner and yoke our faith with the kingdom so that we can see the success in your life and in our own lives so we can continue this kingdom mandate in the earth. I want to know who is with me. Who is with me? If you have not yet partnered with this ministry, you can now scan the QR code and become one of our partners. We have a lot of partner perks that come with that. You get a free gift from myself for partnering with us. So be expecting that gift in the mail. It's really, really nice. We put a lot of thought into our free gift for each and every one of our partners. So we pray that you guys love them as you guys are getting them in the mail. We also open up a partners pour. And this is just for our partners where I meet with the partners. I meet with each and every one of you. We gather collectively for our partner pour. Our next one is coming up on September the 19th at 7 p.m. And so only our partners will be invited to the partner pour, and we will be releasing the prophetic word of the Lord. I will be pouring into you as the Holy Spirit leads to help you come into this next place, into this new place with Christ, so that you're not feeling like you are out here all by yourself. I promise you ain't got to tussle no more by yourself. Find your tribe right here in this ministry. We are a like-minded community. We love Jesus. We love the Lord, and we love the Holy Spirit. We also have a special invite for all of our partners to attend our annual retreat. So we have an annual retreat that is just VIP style treatment that is only for our partners and volunteers. We put a lot of work and energy into that. If you'll check out our YouTube, you'll get to see the good time we had for our partners this year. We had such an amazing time. But if you become a partner, you will be able to join our next year's annual retreat, and you get up to 15% off all of our merchandise, our courses, Freedom Friday, all of those things. There's a list of things that come with becoming a partner. I'm so excited for you, Vernon. I hope you were able to become a partner. Yay, Vernon. I hope to see you one day. Yes, Q, we see you out there. Love you, Priscilla. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. We are so excited for all of the partners and all of the ones that's coming. So, Freedom Friday, who signed up? Who signed up for Freedom Friday? We sold out our first 2 months. We sold out completely, ran out of seats, and the power of God moved so mightily. People got delivered. People got healed. The fire of God came into the room, and everybody left having and receiving a touch from God. Not one person left there the same way they came in. Not one person. So our next Freedom Friday is September the 13th. There is still time to get a seat. There is still time to get a seat to Freedom Friday. So in a minute, you will not be able to get a seat because we will close the registration down. We'll be closing the registration down, but we are continuing to accept seats for a little bit longer. We're going to continue or until we get full or until the Lord says so. But either way, registration is open now. Go to the link in the description. Go to our website at theflawedandfree.com. You can go to theflawedandfree.com. And I want to see some of y'all faces. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, or a lot of people have been traveling. They've been driving, they've been flying to encounter the Holy Spirit, to get a fresh touch from God, to experience and encounter the fire of the Holy Ghost. It is in this place. If y'all think these prayers online or something, it don't touch the experience of Freedom Friday. And so deliverance is taking place, healing is taking place, destinies are being released. And so the fire of God is moving mightily at Freedom Friday. So I have been enjoying these Freedom Friday events every month. I've been enjoying that because we have a whole Freedom Weekend, actually. And the weekend consists of Freedom Friday and our Sunday service. So I don't want y'all to forget about Sunday service. And that's you can get, everybody is invited to that. That's open to the public. That's open to everybody. We will release where we are to those that register. They'll get the address because the address is not public. But to those that are invited, to those that save their seat, they are able to then get the address as to where we're going to be. And so we'll be setting up shop all throughout Dallas-Fort Worth, and we're continuing the work that God has called us to do. The Lord gave me this assignment for Freedom Friday for Dallas and for everyone. We've been meeting people from everywhere, people from Houston and Arkansas and Mississippi and Georgia. And oh God, we've been having people coming in from everywhere for Freedom Friday. And so it is just truly a blessing and an honor to serve you guys. It is a blessing and an honor to serve you. It is so worth it. I don't know about those in the comments. If you read the comments for those that have come to Freedom Friday, please give your testimony in the comments for those that came so that people know, yes, what happens, what is taking place is deliverance, is freedom. That's what it is. Is deliverance and freedom. James, Freedom Friday is not yet available online, but we've had a couple of people ask about us opening up availability to those online. If that's something you guys would like, please type that in the chat. Please let me know in the chat, and I can see if that can become a possibility for those that are not able to come to Dallas. If you do live in this region, or you're able to drive or fly and get here, I'm telling you, it's worth it. And we got lots of testimonies to prove it. But if you are not, I see James, I don't know how to pronounce your last name, but James, but if you would like us to consider making virtual seats available, we will see what we can do about opening that up in the future months. I definitely feel like, good. Hi, James, how are you? Sending prayers for divine intervention. Okay. Yes, there is nothing that God cannot do. There is nothing that God cannot do. So I would highly encourage you guys to register tonight. Register tonight. I had a lot of people last month DMing me and messaging me. Your surname means joy. Amen, James. Amen. Because they missed the sign up, they missed the registration, because you know the saints like to wait to the last minute, and the seats sold out. That's what happened 2 months in a row. Our first 2 months, the seats we had available sold out. So don't let that be you. Do not wait till the last minute to register and save your seat. So the link is in the chat. The link is in the chat. I would love to lay hands and pray and partner with the Holy Spirit and seeing you get free. I want to see every single thing that God has spoken over your life come to pass. And I am committed to partnering with him to make sure that that happens. Come on, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm telling you, people have given testimony. We have heard lots of testimonies about the destinies opening up in ministry, people's jobs. People have gotten jobs and homes and houses and just freedom from demons and demonic oppression and financial freedom and so much just by encountering the power and of the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, he has his complete way in Freedom Friday. So we're going to let you guys check out a video of ours. And I hope that you all sign up for Freedom Friday. And I see you guys soon. I'll see some of you on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we would love to see you at Freedom Friday. Sign up, save your seat. Good evening. Friday. I'm so excited for our first Freedom Friday event. This is a move of God. We are expecting the Holy Spirit to move in this place. I am so excited about what God has given me, has envisioned for myself and this entire community. Listen, Dallas, Fort Worth, we have people driving from Houston, from all other cities and all over just to come here and experience and encounter the move of God. I'm so very excited for the Holy Spirit showing up in this place for deliverance, healing, miracle, signs, and wonders. We are so excited to yield to the will of our Father and allow him to move mightily in this place.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Chloe, a partner here at Flawed and Free. And y'all, we just wrapped up our Freedom Friday event. I just have to say, leading up to this event, I had been praying about certain things, and Apostle Tina and Miss Alicia Schwartz spoke directly to the things that I had been praying about. So I just wanted to say that now I'm moving from identity into my assignment. So thank you, Flawed and Free. Glory to God. And y'all.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.